You're listening to Community Matters on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, John Rums, and joined by Grady, talking about an upcoming color run to help benefit the Special Olympics bocce team, Warren Area High School. So let's go into a little bit about what this color run is, when and where, and who's helping out with it.
Yeah, so our color run is being put on by the Leadership Club at Warren Area High School. Our main goal is to raise money for the leaders, or for our bocce team, our Special Olympics bocce team at the high school. So the run will be on Wednesday, April 30th. It's for teachers and students. It will be behind the Career Center. There's a big, nice track back there. Key Club's helping out, and so we also have some elementary kids coming down. They volunteer their time to throw colors for us and all that stuff.
That would be an amazing event. A couple sponsors helping you out as well. Now you wanted to shout them out, helping you out. Who are those people? How are they helping out?
Yeah, so we actually had a whole bunch of donations. Two being gold donations from the Cornerstone Lounge and First Methodist Church of Warren. Then we had a whole bunch of silver sponsors. We had Betts, Worley, John Anderson Construction, Calvert Pearson, Oneida Lumber, Surefine, United Refinery, Little Caesars, Crossit, Moose Lodge, the YMCA, and all of them were great sponsors, so you can see how much our community really cares.
I was going to say, if anybody else in the community that might have this might not have popped up on their radar, but still wants to help out, I mean, it is a quick turnaround, it is on the 30th, but if they still want to help out, how can they?
So you can reach out to Miss Zawaki, Miss Olivia Zawaki. She's like head teacher of it, or you could send a check and make it out to Warren Area High School and just drop it off at the office up there.
Amazing. And it said Wednesday, April 30th, but truly just wanted to help out anybody that helped out this whole event. I mean, you mentioned that the main goal is the Special Olympics bocce team and what you do there with the Warren Area High School Leadership Club. Anything else you want to add? How people can help get involved and everything like that for this color run?
Yeah, so We bought the colors and everything like that, but if you have extra colors, we'd be more than willing to take some. Like one of our lunch ladies actually donated some colors
for us.
But if you want to help out money-wise, yeah, just make out a check to Warren Area High School and drop it off at the high school up there.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add before we head out?
Honestly, this color run is going to be a huge benefit. Our Special Olympics team, this was our first year. We started off at scratch with like $0. So the big thank you to the community for helping us raise so much money. And thank you for all the students participating in it. It really hopefully pushes us to allow more sports for Special Olympics and all that stuff. And honestly, all the money is going back to the Special Olympics to pay forward, because they gave us a loan of $2,000, so we're going to pay it back so another school can have the Special Olympics team. And we just want like the community to realize what we're doing up there.
It's amazing, and as you can always say, and I already have said, that the community has stepped up in a big way already. Exciting things. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Community Matters on Warren Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, John Robbins. I'm joined by Pam from Blue Star Mothers, a very important nonprofit in the local area. First of all, what is Blue Star Mothers? For anybody that isn't familiar, that is looking to give to somebody on Warren Gives, what is Blue Star Mothers and what is their mission?
Well, Blue Star Mothers actually is a nationally chartered organization that we created a chapter here. Our president actually started that, Skyla Govier, in 2019. And we are mothers, grandmothers, parents of children who are serving or have served in the military. And so they are active duty, there's reservists, there's veterans. And so we meet to see what services we can provide to that group of people. and we are a nonprofit organization, so our activities that we have is solely supported by the fundraising that we do. So we're always out there working to bring our veterans in particular, that's one of our main areas of focus, bringing them the services that they need to help meet the many needs and issues that they're confronted with from having served in the military.
And what are some of those services that people should know about that you help provide? Just thinking things that people would, hey, I'm donating to this cause, but what do they actually do with those services? I mean, it is a broad range, clearly. It's a national organization. You're covering a lot of right. things. But what are some of those services, some examples that people should hear about?
Well, we pack boxes and send supplies to deployed troops. Sometimes we receive requests of things that they need, or we just simply do that, you know, and send them. Sometimes it's a bit of home. You know, there's care supplies in there, personal care supplies, along with snacks and fun kinds of things, just to let them know that, you know, we appreciate what they're doing and to help make their deployment go a little bit easier. We serve several nursing homes in Warren County, and we go visit them, and we have events for them and give them supplies. Over 75 veterans reside there, and we try to help with their isolation or loneliness that they may feel while in the nursing homes. We have a big event coming up in July. It's Blue Christmas for veterans, and it's just to thank and celebrate them for their service. And we're inviting, or it's by sign up, 100 veterans and their guests to our event, which is going to be held at Timber Haven at Cable Hollow Golf Course on July 13th, free of charge to them. It's all funded by us, and it will be a whole afternoon of food, peer-to-peer camaraderie, and, you know, discussions about their service, and also to listen to them and find out what they need from us to support them. We do Wreaths Across America every year. It was a huge event last year. We had 7 cemeteries participate. Over 2,000 wreaths were placed in those cemeteries honoring those veterans that had served, and many have no family nearby or even living. And so every veteran's grave received a wreath in 7 cemeteries. And we've already had a few more sign up for this year's event, so we expect it to be even bigger.
So all these events obviously require some fundraising, and in order to put on these amazing events, I've seen these wreaths before, and I've obviously heard of Blue Star Mothers with coming from a military family and all those sorts of things. I'm sure people have heard of it too, but how can they help out if they so wish outside of Warren Gifts? We'll get to, obviously this is around the Warren Gifts season, but you know, let's say things don't add up going into this time of year. How else can they help? How else can they fundraise? What other events are there besides this Warren Gifts season?
There's a lot of ways. The first one I can think of is that you are welcome to join our group. Although we are mothers of military children or whatever, we also have associate members that can join. That if you have a desire to help out, we always need new members. Fathers can join as well. We have Blue Star Dads in our group that are associate members. And so growing our organization is the first way that we can help those in our community, and you could be a part of that. And we do have a meeting schedule. You can reach out to us through our website. We have a Facebook page. You know, we would love to have you just come to a meeting and see what we're all about for anybody that's considering joining our group. Certainly when we have fundraisers of any kind, you know, your support is greatly appreciated. We just had a meat and freezer raffle and really had a very, very full raffle. We sold the tickets in a week, and we try to craft our fundraisers around the needs of the community as well. I think there's a lot that can be done with the more people we have as part of our organization. So your support is greatly appreciated.
Well, speaking of supporting, let's go into Warren Gives on May 14th. That is a Wednesday, giving from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. There's a lot of matching and stuff like that on a day like that. How can they donate to you specifically? Let's say they're going through the list of all these wonderful nonprofits, but Blue Star Mothers stands out to them. How can they help you and your organization out specifically on that day?
Okay, there is a warrengives.org website that you can go to, and then there is a list of organizations, and under the list of organizations, you can find Blue Star Mothers, and it really prompts you on what to do next, and you can donate that day through various means. I do want to put out there that actually if you want to pay by check, that is actually open already. And you can already start contributing to Blue Star Mothers. There is a form that you need to fill out. That is, you just have to click on the link online on warrengives.org. for that form that goes with your check, and you can start donating now. But on the day of the event, you can pay by credit card and debit cards and such, and we are able to watch our numbers grow, which I assure you we do all day long. And there's some incentives that go along with that. Your money is matched by some very generous businesses here in town. And we also could earn incentives. We want to get every state represented in the donations. We want to, last year was our inaugural year, so we wanted to be the organization that had the most donors. I can tell you, out of, I believe, over 100 different organizations last year, we finished 8th in the number of donors that we had.
Wow.
For a first year group. And so every donation matters, you know, whether it's big or small, every donation matters. And we put that money to good use. It's not saved, it's used. And our purpose this year for that money going forward is really to grow our veterans projects. And we're looking someday to have a veterans recreation center when we get the funds to be able to support that and eventually turn it over to our veterans. And so I encourage you on the day of giving that no matter what time of day, so whether you work different shifts or whatever, just go on to warrengives.org and follow the prompts for giving. And like I said, go to the organization list, find Blue Star Mothers, and it will prompt you from there.
And just two quick questions. One, where can people find information on specifically this chapter of Blue Star Mothers, just in the Kinzu area? Where can people find more information just on the chapter?
The best place is really our Facebook page, and we have all of our links in there to personal contact information, to phone numbers, to our the details of our mailing address, things like that. So if you wanted to do a personal donation at some other time, or you wanted to reach out and contact one of us, that is all there. That's the most comprehensive place to find the information.
And before you head out, anything that we might have missed going on with Blue Star Mothers of Kinzu, anything locally or even nationally going on that you might want to get out there?
No, because it is nationally chartered, there is a convention every year where we go and get the latest information on what is going on with Blue Star Mothers, and we do have a national mentor that reaches out to us on a monthly basis to find out what's going on with our chapter, and also as a source for us to reach out and ask questions as well. I just really want to spend this time to encourage you not only to donate at Warren Gives, but also to join our organization. We really feel very strongly. We want to hear the community's voice, and the best way to do that is to be part of our group. As I said, you don't have to have a child in the military. You can come on board as an associate member, and we would love to have you join us. And it's a great group of people.
Pam, it was a pleasure, and good luck with everything going on at Blue Star Mothers, and thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country.